Get back, just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this Hump Day, Wednesday, April 29, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Absolutely wonderful show lined up for you today. Lots of stories coming out of Lansing. Lots of inside information that you're probably not going to hear in the lame mainstream corporate media. Interesting stories. Interesting discussion that we're going to have today. Want to remind you that if you haven't done it yet, you have today, tomorrow, Friday, Monday, and then this coming Tuesday, May 5th at 4 p.m. is the deadline for you to file your affidavit of identity for precinct delegate. It is paramount that you guys, every single one of you listening, file your affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate in your county. You can do this at your county clerk's office. You can do it at your township clerk's office. But it needs to be done this week, Monday or Tuesday, until 4 p.m. 4 p.m. is the deadline. There's a reason why I need you to do this. If we, the Patriot Conservative folks, get elected to be precinct delegates, we will be going to a statewide convention in August, late August, a couple of weeks after the August 4th primary. Potentially, there could be some information coming out about a candidate or candidates that was endorsed at the March 28th endorsement convention in Novi that could be very damaging potentially to their victory in November against the Democrats. There may be an opportunity for us to change some of the candidates or a candidate that was endorsed in November by us, the newly elected precinct delegates, on the August 4th primary ballot. Because we will be going to the state convention third or fourth week in August to confirm and officially nominate our candidates. I've been hearing all kinds of behind the scenes rumblings of things that the Democrats are doing, planning for one or two or three of our candidates. I'm investigating it. Other folks are investigating it. We are trying to find out what it is their tactics are going to be for November. There may be an opportunity for us to change things in the August convention because of the stories and the tactics, strategies the Democrats plan to use. So it's critical. If you're a regular listener to this show, you need to make sure that you file for affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate on the August 4th ballot. You can do it today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, or for sure by Tuesday, May 5th at 4 o'clock. It's a simple one-page document. You put your information in there, your name, your address, your email address, your cell phone, and which party you want to be a precinct delegate for. Wait for the person at the counter to come back because they have to witness you signing it so they can notarize it. Timestamp it and give you a copy. It's coming Tuesday by 4 o'clock. Ask the Vet is in the house, Dr. Jeff, in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet is in the house. If you have any questions you'd like to ask Dr. Jeff, text them to me at 231-360-5140, and I'll be sure to get them in and ask Jeff before we end the interview shortly. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a couple of text messages. Actually, it was over the weekend. I had an emergency situation, and I know your policies, you guys are not open, and you don't have emergency capabilities there at the Sioux Animal Hospital. But they said that they reached out, and the Traverse City hospital that you had been familiar with, I believe you had referred a few folks to, they said they closed. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about this.
Okay, or maybe did they relocate?
This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
All right, well, check it out for us, because that's who I referred them to, and they said they had been on Grandview Parkway, kind of there on Front Street, across from just west, I believe, of Garfield, and they said the building is up for sale, and I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know that, so just wanted to pick your brain on that. So right now, what do we do with folks that have emergencies on the weekends?
Well, right now, just as soon, I just kind of did a little clickety click here, and yeah, they're up and running. So
maybe they
move. I know they're hiring too, because I was looking. They got job. They have. They're looking for another vet, I guess, or an additional vet or something like that. So, yeah, so I really don't know what's up with that, because that clinic is there and functioning. So,
okay, very good. Yeah, and that's the one you recommend on weekends, correct?
Yeah, that's the closest 24-hour one you have to here. And like I said, the biggest problem we have is just that I don't have enough staff to work to run a 24-hour clinic, because you almost need it's shift work then, and you need two almost complete sets of hospital staff to do,
right,
you know, it during the day and then do it at night. And it just, you know, I can't work 24/7 anymore. I used to.
Right. Yeah.
I used to be able to do that, you know, but can't not anymore. So as far as it goes, though, the biggest thing to deal with an emergency is to not have an emergency. Okay. When I was taking call, 99% of the calls I would get usually revolved around something being ignored or not dealt with until it then became an emergency or an emergent condition. And that's why we have a policy. You call us, you call us during the day, we'll get you in. Sometimes it might be that day, might be the next day, depending. We'll kind of triage it and see how bad something is.
Sure.
But yeah, no, we'll see you, get you in. We'll see you. So our goal is to make it so you don't have an emergency. And then I would go ahead, and you need to have some basic first aid stuff around, you know, that you can wrap up bandages and things like that. But other than that, I mean, it just kind of unfortunately is what it is, and that's just what it is.
Right. Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
Unless somebody out there knows a veterinarian that's looking for a job, I got a clinic I can set them up in and we can do it. But right now it's just the way.
Not
it's
enough
going.
Manpower.
Yeah.
Got it.
No. So.
Okay. Very good. Moving on, and it's kind of along those veins of what you were just describing, dogs and cats that are overweight. How many complications, you know, when we get fat, we go to the doctor, they do blood work. They, you know, they say, well, you know, your cholesterol is high, your blood pressure is high. You know, we're going to put you on some blood pressure medication. We're going to give you a blood thinner. Well, we don't do that for our animals. What is the ideal weight? How should people know whether or not their dog or their cat is clinically obese? And what complications have you seen over the years from these animals being fat?
Actually, quite a bit, too. they can get diabetes, they can get type 2 diabetes. Obviously, a heavier weight, you're going to be more weight on the joints. It's going to make the arthritis worse. It can affect breathing, affect mobility, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And typically, dogs don't get hypertension or high blood pressure. Sometimes cats do, and there's sometimes we will check blood pressures on cats, but not that. They're usually getting high blood pressure secondary to another problem. We get high blood pressure because we get arteriosclerosis and then our hardening of the arteries, and that's what makes our blood pressure go up. Animals just don't seem to get it. It's the same point. Interestingly enough, they are doing some research now about Ozempic in dogs and cats to help lose weight. So don't do it yet, but they're looking at that to see, like, hey, it works in people. Does it work in animals? So,
yeah. Well, there's all kinds of complications coming down the road on those, but people can do what they want to do.
Yeah, you know, that's the one of the things. It's like, you know, it's just like when I started, you know, I've got gastric reflux from years of drinking Mountain Dew, from being a farmer. I don't even know why they let them sell that stuff. That stuff's nasty. It's like the worst stuff for you. But anyway, so I started Prilosect, okay? And Prilosect has a known problem that it can make your kidney condition worse, or it can worsen kidneys and do things like that. And I can remember talking to my doctor. I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of need to do something. I'm uncomfortable. You know, I'm having problems. I can't sleep at night, but I'm concerned about this side effect of this medicine. And he goes, yeah, but that's less, you have a less risk of the side effect causing a problem than you do if you don't treat it. And, you know, you wind up with esophageal cancer from untreated reflux, which can happen. He says that's more likely to happen if you don't do anything. So, yeah, sometimes you got to take the lesser of the two evils. And Ozempic is kind of the same thing, too. We're learning more and more about it. You know, but just like I've said here, drugs are tools, and they can be used properly or they can be used improperly, too. So I had to start it, too, because, again, drinking all that Mountain Dew, I wound up as a type 2. And I tried the old school way of doing it with the metformin and stuff like that, and it just wasn't getting it. And I'm finally like, ah, all right, give me the shot. And so far for me, it's been working pretty good, although I kind of keep my dose pretty low. I don't get ramped way up there, so I think that helps a lot, too.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you use black pepper on your food?
Yeah, usually on my eggs in the morning.
Stop.
Are you talking about pre-ground black pepper or peppercorns?
Any black pepper in any way, shape, or form. Stop using it completely cold turkey.
Okay.
Your acid reflex will go away within about 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, really? They think the piperine or something in there is what's causing it?
Grandpa Bishop, this goes back to the 1960s.
Yeah.
Never would touch pepper.
Huh.
And I asked him, I said, why, Grandpa? Why don't you use pepper? You know, pass the salt and pepper, right? Mashed potatoes, butter, you know, salt and pepper. He's like, no, it upsets my stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, I said, it's black pepper. And he goes, yep. He says, ever since I cut it out, it's I have no stomach problems. So just give it a try and see if it helps.
Here's another thing I did find that works is because I talked about taking apple cider vinegar with, you know, putting in my apple juice. That will help treat acid reflux too, because even though it seems counterintuitive, because I've got acid reflux, so I'm going to take more acid.
Right
on top of the reflux, but I guess what it does is it helps stimulate what's called your cardiac sphincter, which is the sphincter muscle at the top of your stomach that's supposed to keep everything down.
Right,
that increased or lowered pH, that higher acid level, stimulates it to tighten up a little bit more, and that can help too. So I did notice that when I was taking the apple cider, did seem to help that a bit too. Biggest thing was I quit. It's been I gotta look now. It's been like 16 months since I've had any Mountain Dew. So, and I quit cold turkey. So,
And that helped you lose some weight too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how much better I feel off of that stuff.
Well, here's the other thing. On Missy's program, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with her pink salt. And
the Himalayan salt.
Himalayan's pink salt.
Yeah.
It takes the bite out of the apple cider vinegar without putting it in apple juice or anything like that. But just add some water and stir it up with the Himalayan salt. And, that strong acid taste is completely gone. So, cool. Just some other tips. Hey, got a text message for you. Speaking about heavy, overweight dogs, not only reducing the amount of food we're giving them, going on our walks, dog is quite heavy, doesn't like to do it, doesn't want to do it. Is it something like humans start off with, walking out to the mailbox, then walking to the corner, then walking a half a mile? Is that something we should do with our dogs as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially if you have a dog that's overweight, that's not used to exercise, start small. Okay. And down to the mailbox and back, and then maybe around the block, and gradually increase the distance there. Now, the one thing you want to be careful too, you might want to have your vet look them over, make sure we don't have any arthritis, or any other reason that might cause pain or discomfort to walk. So that would be something to check for first. But medically, once the dog's checked out and go, yeah, he's fine, he's just fat,
right,
then start exercising him. Now, the biggest thing that people like to do too is they think that, hey, I'm going to cut out all these, or I'm going to cut out all his calories and he'll lose weight. No, and even in humans, we found out that doesn't work either, because what happens is if you all of a sudden massively calorically restrict an animal or a person, what the body does is the body freaks out and goes, uh-oh, we're in like a starvation mode, we're in a drought, right, or something like that. Now the body hangs on to every single calorie it gets, which you need to do. And just like in humans, even though I'm guilty of imbibing every once in a while, is to try to not eat empty calories, okay? Try to stay more with the fats and vegetables, the protein, fats, and vegetables, and then good complex carbs, not super refined stuff. Like a raw, or not a raw diet, but a home-cooked diet, or even now some of these prepared diets that I see they have that makes it easier to feed your dog,
quote-unquote,
real food. Yeah, I like that. And there's actually a bunch of other ones out there, too, now. But I saw a dog in here the other day. New client brought him in. Dog looked great. I mean, like, this dog's in race weight. I mean, condition. Just looks, not an ounce of fat on him, all muscle. And he showed me, he says, yeah, I feed him this prepackaged, diet that they buy. I'm like, well, it's working. He looks great,
Do you know what brand it was?
I do not remember now. Okay. He was maybe Canadian, so it was across the border. But there's lots of different ones out there now. Fresh Pet, I think, is another one. So you got Fresh Pet, Farmer's Dog. Now this is not an endorsement for any single one. They just do the work for you. If you want to save some money, you can buy the component pieces.
Yep.
And and go together and make do your own too.
Yep, that's what we do with Mr. Snoop. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I'm going to give out the phone number if you guys have any more questions or you want to email your vet records. Phone number 906-635-5910. Email info@SueAnimalHospital.com, all spelled out. Jeff, thanks a lot, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is